Greetings and welcome to the Buffering Podcast. I'm Dan Whalen.
And I'm Adam Erdman.
And we are coming to you today from the Frank Oz Memorial Studio on October 11th, 2011. And next year we should have a party at 10, 11, 12. Sorry, I was thinking
something else.
Yes. And our guests today are Emily Dice.
Yay.
And Joel Walmer.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hello.
Well, hi. Again.
Again, yeah. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing well.
Awesome. Full of food.
How was work?
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Just, yeah.
It was amazing. I had a fantastic day.
Yeah, you taught, right?
I did.
Where were you?
I was in Shakopee. I switched between two middle schools teaching music, teaching kids all about form and music and rondo and ABA and ABC and, hey man,
one,
we
two,
worked
three.
That stuff. Oh, yeah. No, they loved it. And we were playing with our ORF instruments. It was a good time. Made me remember why I'm a teacher today.
There you go.
Nice.
Good day.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Before we get into our discussion for today, Adam, you have two news stories, right?
Yes, both related to Netflix. As most of you know, Netflix axed the Quixtar idea. Ha, 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 ha. What do you think?
What the fuck?
I'm pissed at them. Despite the fact that everyone else is pissed at them for doing it in the first place, they were on the right path. They were making themselves, you know, not reliant on distribution via envelopes. And I don't know. I thought it was a good idea that they were constantly moving forward. They were pushing through. They were ignoring all the backlash. And
but babe, that's because you wanted significantly more streaming from them. You wanted them to just go streaming.
Yeah.
I mean, I do too. It's awesome.
That's why. They were going to be I hate to paraphrase it this way, but the Hulu of movies. They were going to be, you know, moving forward to surpass Blu-ray at this point in terms of, you know, you can just get HD video. You don't have to buy the Blu-ray anymore.
Yeah, although they could do that without making their other service less convenient.
No, yeah, they can keep it going, but they could cut it into a separate company, start negotiating different contracts with all these companies that are providing them with, you know, streaming media, and negotiate a better price because they have a better idea of their headcount of people who actually use the instant streaming service.
Oh, I'm sure they have an accurate
view of
that. No, I mean, but when most of these contracts were originally cut, it was entire user headcount is, you know, where they got these numbers from. So that's why there was a giant price increase.
But two websites are just crazy. It's crazy.
I know. I mean, I kind of felt like I understood why they were doing it. But at the same time, I did feel like it was super inconvenient for the customers who wanted to be a part of both. I mean, and to have to go to two websites. I mean, I know for my mom, you know, she's older, technology is not her thing, and she, I mean, the idea of figuring out how the streaming online works, figuring out how to order the DVD is a completely different debacle, and having to direct her to two different websites with two different formats and two different layouts, I feel like would have just been so overwhelming for her. And so I feel like for some people in the older generation, this is definitely a plus for them, because if they've figured out how to run Netflix, then they can just continue to keep peeping on, whatever. keep doing what they were doing.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
It feels like going to a restaurant to get bacon and eggs, and they decide to split the company into two divisions, one of which will serve bacon and the other of which will serve eggs, in two separate locations, which you can easily navigate by going to one or the other or both.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a hassle.
Yeah. It's a hassle.
That's a nice way to phrase it.
Why would you want to put up with that? That just seems so unnecessary.
I'm also really greedy because I only use one of the two services anyway.
It's true.
So I'm not negatively impacted.
Well, because it would have just stayed Netflix.
Yeah, I'm fine.
And, I mean, how many people were actually going to go for Quixtar?
I mean, I think a lot of people were, because I think that especially the older majority, I mean, like my mom, Netflix would have been way too confusing for her. I mean, even though I can show her how to do it a billion times, it's just the fact that she is resistant to technology and the whole, I mean, honestly, it's Emmy, can you show me how to do this again? It's like, whoa, woman, I leave you notes.
Well, yeah. I know for me, I was very conflicted because if I was going to have to choose, I would have taken the DVDs over the streaming. But I don't want to pay for something called Quickster because it's a really dumb name that has nothing to do with the service in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah, Quickster.
Mm-hmm. Unless they were just trying to do a play on words of how quick the DVD show
which is,
up.
Well, it was their goal, but it's still it came out really horrible, bad. Yeah.
I think Quick Flicks.
Yeah, as I mentioned in a previous episode, I said Quick Flicks.
Yeah, and Dave did too. Assad.
That's right.
Yeah. Right, there were...
Same idea. Good, great minds.
So, and since then, I have discovered that there are, you know, other websites
exactly
out there where there's already more streaming content.
Right.
And really? You don't necessarily have to pay a monthly fee. Not that I would know what any of those websites are.
Right.
But they're exciting. Wonderful.
What?
If
they
existed.
Are they wonderful?
Kind of segues into our next story relating to Netflix. Well, first I wanted to mention quick about the way Netflix announced this, which I thought was interesting. I mean, previously when they announced the split between Netflix and Quickster, they had an email sent out to all of their customers signed by the CEO of the company. It was more of a personal and emotional appeal
and
to
the
customers.
And had the YouTube video to pair with it.
Yeah. But now, instead, they decided to just sign it the Netflix team. So I feel like they're trying to scale back the emotional appeal and just get the business done.
And maybe also the responsibility level as well.
What do you mean?
Before, I felt like the CEO was taking personal responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when you say the Netflix team, I feel like it's just kind of a blog cover statement.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, like you said, it's disconnecting from anything emotional or I feel like any real responsibility on any one behalf.
Because
if you blame the whole Netflix team, that's a lot of freaking people. Who exactly are you going to pick out there?
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's...
I mean, that's me. I think it was kind of just a blanket.
It is weird that they would go from, I think this is a good idea, to, we collectively really screwed up. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by we mean...
I mean, I was happy to take credit for it when I thought it was a good idea, but now, in retrospect, that
I don't want to be blamed
profoundly.
Yeah.
Actually,
I've decided that it was actually more the idea of all the people that work for me.
Kidding.
Nice.
Anyway.
But yes, the other story.
But the positive thing that Netflix has done recently, the smart thing, is that they have, that Netflix and AMC Networks have announced a multi-year licensing agreement.
Ooh.
And among the shows that they're going to stream now is The Walking Dead, which I really, really enjoy the timing on this because it comes exactly on the day of the Twin Cities Zombie Pub Crawl. How cool is that? I mean, I saw the news the night I got back from the Zombie Pub Crawl, and I watched an episode of The Walking Dead that night. It was very fitting.
Also, hopes it's a really good show.
Yeah.
The really Walking Dead?
Show. Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't like it.
It's a zombie show.
Awesome. No.
It's just, you know, it's the zombie version of, and this is a really, really, really loose using of the word. It's like the quality of Rome.
Okay.
But, you know, completely different story, obviously.
Awesome.
What?
Right, very loosely based.
And no, it's the quality level is
comparable.
Quality
level of Rome.
So also in this deal were non-exclusive rights to AMC Network shows, including IFC's Portlandia and the increasingly poor decisions of Todd Margaret. I don't know a whole lot about those shows.
I've heard of Portlandia. I think one of the guys from Saturday Night Live is on it. The creepy guy from Eurotrip.
Yeah. The dreams of the 80s are alive in Portland. I hear it's extremely funny if you have lived in Portland.
Right.
Huh.
Although isn't AMC also has Breaking Bad.
Yeah, right? But those were actually already...
Those are available.
Which was... I am aware. I've just gone through the first three seasons and have become vastly addicted.
Don't be distracting, Dave.
Yeah.
You're not here.
Well, you are, but Dave, you're our audience.
Anyway.
He's doing the worst job possible of keeping me up to date with the Tigers-Rangers game.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Well... I suppose that's all that's really relevant about that one at this point. So, Dan, did you have anything for news?
No, you had mine, so...
Okay.
Now, if they would work something out with HBO, that would be super cool. Because then you would get Dexter, then you would get a whole slew of shows.
Dexter is on Netflix.
Oh, is it Showtime?
Yes.
Then they should broker a deal with Showtime.
And Dexter is on there.
They are actually some of it. Losing. Some,
well, yeah, they don't
oh, no,
have.
That's Stars.
I think like one or two seasons.
Yeah, that's not Showtime. That's Stars.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Oh yay.
Well,
wait. Does that
we're
mean
we're gonna have to look into that because Stars and Showtime, I feel like are
they're connected in some way because I feel like Spartacus was part of Showtime, but it's leaving Netflix. Right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
We'll look into that.
Yeah, we'll find out.
And we'll post something on the site or talk about it next week.
Because, I mean, even if it is part of Star stuff, that's still till February, so there's ample time to cram that stuff in.
Yep.
But, yeah, the discussion today, which we've kind of already touched on a little bit, or at least hinted at, is discussing the differences, our different viewpoints between streaming media sites that are subscription-based versus ones that are free, or ones that have, you know...
A combination of both.
Capability to be free. Because Roku just released a new digital streaming box that you hook up to your TV, kind of like the Apple TV, but it also goes along with the discussion we had last week about more availability of... Was it last week when we talked about the availability of applications and hardware?
Yes.
If you remember it, then
yeah,
it was...
Yeah. Definitely.
So, for the new one, the Roku TV, it has Netflix, it has Pandora, it has Amazon Prime, it has Crackle. Like, it has a lot more video streaming options so that you're not pigeonholed with Blockbuster or Netflix. You can watch some free stuff on Crackle if you want. Or if you have a subscription with Amazon Prime instead, then there's that library, which is still essentially Netflix anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you know, you're starting to have more options in terms of, regardless of your hardware, so it's kind of a jumping off point from last week, is outside of your computer you can get access to more stuff. But, you know, now are people, with the existence of primarily premium stuff out there, are people stuck in that or, well, preferences stuck in that, I should say?
Showtime and Stars are both leaving, by the way.
Showtime and Stars are both leaving. We couldn't hear you say that because you're not talking.
Yeah, Showtime and Stars are both leaving.
Still up. Thank you.
That's better.
You were
like this.
Unicorn. Nope.
Showtime and Stars finally realized.
Nope, still not talking to the mic.
Okay, you know what?
You said you were going to do it. You boasted.
I am doing it. Showtime isn't pulling all of its shows and programs. As for example, shows that are no longer in production, like The Tudors, will still remain a part of their instant lineup, and Dexter and Californication will still be available via DVD, but other Showtime and Stars things will leave Netflix.
February?
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
If it doesn't say it immediately, then fine. Yeah. But what source is that?
Tested.com News.
Okay.
I've never heard of it.
Me neither.
One of the only ones that pulled up.
Well, and Showtime would hurt, but Stars...
Stars actually carries a lot of stuff because Stars is connected with Sony.
Yeah.
And so that's like a lot of current Disney films and a lot of... There's a lot of old films that are connected through Sony.
Every time I've gone into the Stars section of Netflix, though, I've been looking at four decent... new things combined with like 142 C-rank movies that you've never ever heard of.
Right.
Well, I mean, I give you that.
So I guess I'm losing those four, but...
But I mean, there are like Secretariat is
part
of Stars.
Which is cool.
And so I just watched that film so I would have the opportunity to, because I'm going through and all the movies that are stars labeled, I'm watching now because
they'll be gone soon.
I can watch the rest of them, I guess, anytime I want, supposedly, unless they take more stuff away. Fuckers.
So speaking to that, tying it back to the original conversation, you subscribe to Netflix. But, you know, have you explored any of the other, you know, free video sites at this point outside, you know, Hulu?
But Hulu I also subscribed to.
Well, you kind of got duped into that. You wanted to get out of that.
And I did get out of it.
You did.
But I'll say this, you know, for certain things like being able to watch the entire series of Glee in just one go and not having to buy the season. But at it's the truth is Hulu, I felt like a lot of what they had linked up, it was like, here's the link to the site for the show. We don't have it on Hulu, but you can watch it on this website that actually hosts it.
Yeah.
And I just kind of felt like it was just giving me the runaround, and I was frustrated by that. Which is a reason why I canceled it, and because $7.99 for who knows what I was paying for, it's like Netflix, totally worth the instant streaming. Love it. Yeah. Use it a lot. Been totally obsessed. I'm in the third season of Mad Men, and I've probably been watching it for a week, you know, but...
Yeah.
You know, I'm... Don't know where I'm going.
With Hulu
you
Plus...
Use Hulu, or you use Hulu, but Netflix is superior.
Exactly,
in
your eyes. And the truth is, a lot of the stuff that I wanted to watch was on Hulu Plus, but now they've, you know, unlocked all of that stuff, so now it's just on regular Hulu. So I can watch it whenever I want, and I felt like, you know, not really a reason for me to have it.
Right.
Another expense in my life.
Right. Yeah. So if a music thing came along, would you be willing to subscribe to that too, or do you feel like you're... Subscription budget is limited to...
Do you mean like Spotify?
Spotify, Rhapsody.
And see, I haven't really experimented with either of those enough to know if I would be okay with having a subscription. I kind of, you know, I enjoy listening to NPR. I enjoy the CDs I have. And really what I can get from the iTunes library or from... sharing selections with other people, I'm really happy with what I have. I don't necessarily feel like I need to have a certain subscription to Spotify when I can buy the song on iTunes for 99 cents.
Yeah, and I think that's a really good point because with movies, a lot of people are moving in the direction of streaming because, for one thing, it's just a really huge file size, and that's really hard for computers to accommodate. But with music, I think there's still a sense in the public of wanting ownership of the songs.
Oh, absolutely.
Not just having them exist somewhere off on the internet that mm-hmm. you have to go out and find and that you have to be connected mm-hmm. to. And, you know, people carry their iPods with them everywhere they go, and those aren't always connected to like 3G access or a Wi-Fi signal. You want to be able to carry those with you and be independent of that.
Right.
No, I totally agree with that sentiment.
Well, and when you're making your kid's graduation video, you want certain songs in that you may or may not own, and you can't necessarily pull those from other spots insert. But if you have it in your iTunes library, usually it'll let you use it in whatever you're using to put your movie together.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, Joel, what do you subscribe to, if anything?
I'm subscribing to Netflix right now.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu Plus, I just can't get my head around. Like, when that came out, I thought, so I have to wait a week to watch it if I don't pay for it. Okay, I can wait a week. That's fine. Yeah. So I can't quite bring myself to do that. But recently, a few websites have been suggested to me where you can go watch a bajillion things. The quality is good. And now I'm actually wondering if there's any point in keeping Netflix, because these other sites that I've been put onto are working extremely well to accommodate that. And I feel like doing things on the level, on the up and up, is like a very good thing. But on the other hand, I'm not downloading anything. I'm not keeping anything. I'm watching something on a remote location.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how bad I feel about that. So far, not really bad at all.
Right, because it's not like you're giving it to anyone else. It's
I don't even own it.
Yeah.
It's just there. Well, I mean, it's kind of like how networks will put their shows on their website. You can still watch it. It's right there. I mean, granted, the network owns it, and they're
making
commercials
it
in between all like little spot breaks. But at the same time, I still feel like if it's online and it's not necessarily being downloaded or anything, go for it. I mean, honestly, it's free game.
Well, and even with some of the network ones now, they're doing – I'm a big fan of The Closer. The Closer's like a very entertaining show.
Mm-hmm.
I like the characters. Mm-hmm. I was completely okay with watching it on TNT's website, which is great. Now, if you want to watch it on their website, you have to have an Xfinity membership.
Yes.
So if you're not paying for Xfinity, you can't watch the show on the network's website.
Right.
Which to me seems completely insane.
And
kind of douchey.
Yeah.
And so now there's this other website I can go to and watch it the day after it airs, have no commercial breaks. Ooh. Okay, well, you've put me in this situation. I was willing to watch it and watch the commercials and do the things through the website, but now you've made it this, like, ridiculous fee to watch one show.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which, if you wouldn't mind handing me my bag
I was going to piggyback on that. Like, I watch Glee. That was the whole reason that I started using Hulu, because I got backed up in episodes. And I went to go watch one of the newest episodes on the Fox website, and they said that I would have to wait 8 days in order to watch it. And I'm like, okay, 8 days. So that means by the time I'm able to watch this episode, I will have missed the next episode.
You will stay 1 week behind.
And it's just like, really? Why would I do that? I want to be able to keep up to date. That's freaking ridiculous. I have to have a Dish Network pass for this? I was furious about that.
It seems excessive. It's up there with CBS posting the shows that nobody wants to watch, maybe.
Basically.
But then not posting the ones that everybody is chomping at the bits to see.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, what are you thinking? Like, you're still making advertising dollars.
Yeah, that's
you're
what I don't understand.
The same type of money relationship that you would have for when it aired.
It's probably negotiations with actors,
well, clearly, directors,
producers.
And the production companies, like, I get that, but it just seems like such a...
It's surprising that the production companies and all those people who are withholding are causing such a hubbub when they could just renegotiate for a better contract with that.
Yeah, it's like when people make proprietary software. It just doesn't make sense. Why lock it down to be one thing when you could just open it up to everybody and have more back and forth? But everybody's looking to... I think they just want more money up front instead of looking at it as, oh, well, you know, if we charged less but made a service that we had much more people using, we would make more money overall and everybody would be happy because we'd have reasonable prices. Yeah.
And I mean, another thing I noticed, sorry, Dan, I know you want to say something, is that I watch a lot of episodes online on the actual, like, CBS website or ABC website or Fox website. And so I've noticed... I feel like a lot of these huge network channel websites are, some of them, I have noticed, will have maybe two commercials between every commercial break. Whereas, like, the CW, I think they have up to 7 commercials between every commercial break. And it's just, like, I don't know if the reason they're doing that is because they want to stay away from doing, like, a Dish Network or an Xfinity Pass.
It affordable.
Affordable for them or more worthwhile for them. You know, whereas like ABC, I know they have like 2 or 3 commercials between every commercial break, which, I mean, I'm much more happy to enjoy that than to have the 7 from CW. But I mean, just the fact that I'm wondering if maybe that's something that they're trying to do in order to still make it profitable for them, but not piss off people who want to watch it on their website.
Right, because by comparison, I'd imagine that you would pay less, not knocking the network, you'd pay less to put an ad on CW versus one on ABC, just based on volume of viewership.
True.
And so they probably just don't have to buy as much, which is just a different way of saying what you were saying.
Yeah.
Well, and anymore, I mean, the TV show is almost an advertisement in and of itself anymore.
Right.
Because it's, you know, you watch Glee and you get the soundtrack album and you buy the shampoo and whatever other...
Shampoo?
Whatever. I mean, it's...
Conditioner.
It seems like there is marketing and branding of all this stuff to set you up to buy all the products that they're going to relate to this show, even if they have no relationship. It just seems like there's enough of a money machine there. I don't understand this need to pigeonhole it further and further.
But speaking of weird money machines making weird choices, have either of you heard what was happening with Tower Heist?
Aside from that it exists and is coming out at some point?
Yes, besides that.
No.
Okay, so it's a movie.
Okay, yeah. Well, I can see that. Ben Stiller and...
Ben Stiller and Eddie Murphy lead an all-star cast in Tower Heist, a comedy caper about working stiffs who seek revenge on the Wall Street swindler who stiffed them. After the workers at the luxury Central Park condominium discover the penthouse billionaire has stolen their retirement, they plot the ultimate revenge, a heist to reclaim what he took from them. So, movie coming out. I actually have a pass to see it tomorrow.
Are we
at
going
St. Louis
to
Park,
see it?
I was actually going to say whoever wins the Leonard Maltin game prize.
Oh, that's how this is related.
Wow, I almost
No.
I almost feel like I should lose on purpose now.
It actually looks like it has a good cast, but there's actually more to this story than just the fact that it's coming out.
Ah.
It's I don't know what company they're partnering with, but for a mere $60, you will be able to get the movie on demand while it's in theaters.
Why the hell would you do that?
That's exactly what I was going for. Please sit forward.
My bad, curse.
No, say that again.
I said, why the hell would you do that? That seems absolutely insane.
Exactly.
$60?
$60.
What are they basing that on? The success of the past number of Eddie Murphy movies?
I was going to guess that,
yeah,
too.
Right.
I think he's trying to reboot his career with the Ben Stiller partnership. Optimistic.
Because of the...
Yeah.
Wonderful success of the past Ben Stiller movies?
Thunder? Did that do well?
Night at the Museum.
Both of them?
They've done well in children's audiences.
Yeah. He's annoying as all get up, but...
Zoolander.
And I like Ben Stiller. I'll say I like Ben Stiller, but...
Yeah, I know. It's stretching back.
I don't know that any of these are like $60 to see it.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out. I mean,
think that's absolutely
in a hurting economy. I would rather pay if I were to see this movie and actually pay for it. If I were to do so, $10 in a theater seems kind of nice. All of a sudden,
yeah.
I wanted to bring that up because I can't remember which company is doing.
I mean, unless you're going with like 10 people to see this movie. And it's $10 a pop per person. That's the only way that I could see it being worthwhile. If you were to have a party and be like, 15
like
people,
ordering,
come on over.
Or in a boxing fight or wrestling or pay-per-view.
Yeah, that's the only way that I could see it
but
being
even that's
worthwhile.
Not 60.
So have you watched the trailer for it?
No.
Okay, so I watched the trailer for it, and this was my response. This is the movie I go to see at the $2 theater because there is no way I'm paying top dollar for this movie.
It looks like a spin-off of Ocean's 11, essentially, but like everyday schmoes.
Yeah, combined with Mystery Men. You know, there are movies that I look at and I go, okay, I will shell out at the big theater on opening night and I will brave the crowds and I will put up with all that stuff to see this really cool movie. And then the ones that you go... You know what? In 3 weeks, that's going to be the $2 theater.
Right.
And I can go see it for $2, and I won't hate myself in the morning for having sold myself like a whore.
Yeah.
Nice.
To see this really horrible thing.
Where is there a $2 theater?
Hopkins. I know there's at least one other one.
Man, I've totally been missing out all these years.
Riverside. I think Riverside is still really cheap.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, this is related. I saw a trailer for the Avengers movie.
It looks awesome.
Yes, it does. Anyway,
I got goosebumps.
Is Dave just sleeping?
Yeah. Well, he's going to New York tomorrow.
Oh.
So he's chilling out now, and he's been working to get ready for
chilling.
It. So. But that's a perfect break because now we've hit like the 30-minute mark.
Mm-hmm.
So we should play the Leonard Maltin game.
Yes, we should.
get out the directional disc so I don't forget which way we're going.
More or less. Yeah, it'll come back.
Yeah.
Well, and knowing that...
Have you created that sound bit yet?
No, because I think people could just listen to all the bonus episodes and figure it out anyway.
Yeah.
Or listen to any other episodes, but name that tune, movies, reviews, bids, name that movie. First person, 3 points
wins. Boondock Saints!
Ow.
First person to 3 points win. It's a...
Hey, man, you told me to get close to the microphone. It's your fault.
I didn't tell you to go...
into it.
That's a bad idea. That's how sound guys go blind.
But Joel, since you are the...
deaf.
The newbie to the group.
Yeah.
I have three categories for you.
All right.
Yeah, you woke
first
Dave
one
up.
To...
Nice job.
Sorry, Dave.
A fun one, which makes fun of Emily, but in a good way, in a good way. Your first category is Boondock Saints. And it is actors from the movie Boondock Saints in their other projects.
Ooh.
Inigo Montoya, which it's revenge films, so the plot of the movie is revenge.
I thought it was Mandy Patinkin. I was so excited.
No. Or another fun category is Zero Names. And the concept of this one is you get the entire review... And then you get the number of names, and the bidding starts at zero, but since you know what movie it is, it goes into just automatic negative name bidding.
All right. I think I'm going to have to go with Inigo Montoya.
Inigo Montoya.
You killed my father. Hello. Prepare to die.
I am Inigo Montoya.
Your choices are 2001, 2005, and 2006.
I'm going to go with 2001, Dan.
2001.
Ooh,
Leonard Maltin gives this 1.5 stars, and...
Sad.
Is it Tower Heist?
No. No time traveling movies. I have. When I first saw the movie, I wouldn't agree at all, but now it's starting to get that way. Let's see. It's pretentious, says Leonard Maltin. It adds up to zero, though the film has many ardent fans like me. It plays with storytelling convention. And there are 2, 4, 6, 7 names. And there's revenge in the film.
Seven names, huh?
Seven names.
I think I'm going to start by saying I think I can do it in seven names.
Seven names. Adam, it goes to you.
Six names.
Emily.
Five names.
Yeah, I'll go with four names.
Four names.
Name that movie.
Do you want the clues again?
Sure.
Okay. 2001.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 stars. Revenge in the plot. It's pretentious. Plays with storytelling conventions. Adds up to zero. Though the film has many ardent fans. And your four names are Callum Keith Rennie, Georgia Fox, Stephen Tobolowsky, and Mark Boone Jr.
I have no idea who any of those people are.
The clue was at the next name. But if you have... He has to guess first.
2001.
Pretentious. Plays with storytelling conventions, adds up to zero, though the film has many ardent fans.
I know you what know, it is.
I know this is now too, I think.
This is going to be my jump. I'm going to try to go with Wing Commander.
No.
Can I do it?
Do either of you have, before I say another name?
Is it Kill Bill?
No.
Crap. Did you say Vivica
is
Fox?
It? Oh, gosh. What's the name? Memento?
It is Memento.
Yes!
Oh.
I locked in that right. point.
The next one was Joe Pantoliano, Carrie Ann Moss.
Did you pants. Say Vivica
Heck
Fox?
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Georgia Fox.
You're just
oh.
imagining things.
I heard Vivica in my mind.
I totally rocked
you,
that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you got that point.
That didn't even make my list. One star? 1.5
stars?
1.5
stars.
I thought that movie was
fantastic. Old.
Ardent fan.
It
did.
I saw Memento. It was upsetting.
I thought it
I
was
didn't
a
get pretentious
fascinating
from it
movie.
Wow.
I thought the storytelling was very great.
Yeah.
But as I watch it more and more, it's like, it's losing points in my book. But Adam, you got that point. So
sure
it's 1-0-0. And again, we play up to 3 points. Emily, you get to choose the next category.
Okay.
Flip over the directional disc. I'll give you Boondock Saints.
Meanie.
Since it's October-ish, and you know leaves are turning, I do have Halloween movies. But to be specific, it's Halloween movies that I would watch. So, Halloween-themed movies that I'm willing to watch.
And what does that mean? Is that like what I'm willing to watch?
Will you explain
it's
this
the
to the kids
pumpkin
at home?
Charlie Brown.
Okay, so my taste in movies is not Saw, not Hostel.
That's me. Yay.
Not Halloween, not Nightmare on Elm Street.
So like Hocus Pocus.
Fun films.
Yay.
But okay. Halloween themed.
Okay.
So there's that.
All right.
It's Joan Cusack's birthday today.
Joan Cusack. Oh, she's awesome.
My second favorite Cusack.
Yeah. And that's all three.
Okay. I'll do the Halloween one.
Halloween ones. Okay. Your choices are 1993, okay. 1995, or 1996.
And remember, this could potentially save you $60.
Ha. 19, yeah.
Because they're totally, carving pumpkins in Tower Heist.
Let's do 1995.
1995. Leonard Maltin rated this movie as a bomb.
Oh.
And I wholeheartedly disagree. But these are movies that I like, so there's a point to it. Sarcastically calls it family fun. It's absolutely dreadful, wrong-headed, and strictly for families who are already dead from the neck up.
Ooh.
So he didn't like it.
Zero
no, it is bomb.
Is what I'm picking up, yeah.
Before, let me remember, you're almost pulling a Boondock Saints.
But I didn't say anything. I was
good. I know, but
this
for
time.
Everyone else who wants to try to bid and
Dan,
such,
Boondock Saints.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 names.
Zero names.
This time, Adam, it goes to you.
Name that movie.
Name that movie. What you got?
Casper.
It's Casper.
Oh.
I love that movie. It's so good. And yay, outright winning. Oh,
see, that
I'm so
that
happy.
Would have been my guess, but I never would have been able to give a plus one.
Because
I couldn't name anybody in it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can. Yeah. Christina Ricci.
But you have to name them in order.
No, that was
first billing. Let's top billing. Christina Ricci.
Yep.
Ricci.
Whatever.
Ricci.
What's her father's
Ricci.
Name?
Ricci.
Bill what? Pullman?
Bill Pullman.
No,
Malachi something.
Yeah,
something.
And then wasn't Weird Al Yankovic in that too?
No,
but...
Who played like that... priest man who
the
got
rabbi?
His head turned around.
The Balkan fellow.
The guy who was in Atlantis, the Disney movie.
Dave, Handsome Boy Modeling School.
I looked
He's
it up.
There
it's him.
Too. What's his name?
Michael J. Fox.
What?
No, the guy. No, not no. him. The guy, the explosives guy in that movie.
Have
the guy
you
with
been
the mustache.
Listening at all, audience?
Hmm.
Whose family used to own a flower shop.
Okay.
And then the... That's one of my favorite stories in that movie is No More Chinese Laundry.
Anyway.
Oh, but that's funny.
That guy, yeah.
Okay.
So it's Emily 1, Adam 1, Joel yet to score, but it is your turn to pick a category again.
I'm happy. I'm proud of myself. Thanks,
I will
babe.
Give you top grossing box office sequels. So these are in the top 25 grossing box office movies that are also sequels, conveniently.
Okay.
Wrestling is Fake, movie starring wrestlers.
What?
Or okay. Danny DeVito films.
Oh my goodness. I'm between sequels and Danny DeVito films.
No,
I'm going with sequels.
Sequels. All right. Your choices are 2002, 2004, or 2004. So there are two choices of the 2004. You can pick the first one or the second.
That seems very confusing. I'm going to go with...
Oh, it's warm.
You know, I'm going to go with 2000. Was it 2002 or 2001?
2002, sorry.
2002.
Dave, you got to stop distracting everybody.
I'm going to go with 2002 only because then I won't have to pick between 2004, the 2004.
Right. Leonard Maltin gives this sequel that was also a box office topper 3.5 stars out of 4. Calls it a spectacular continuation since it's a sequel. It's darker, more focused, more deeply emotional, and more exciting than the first installment, with a stunning array of technical work and an ideal cast. And it won 2 Oscars. And there are 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 17 names.
I'm going to start with the full array of names.
Full array of names. All right. Adam?
17,
yeah. So 17 from Joel to you.
16.
16.
15.
15.
We'll go 14.
14.
Recap review one more time.
14. Somebody remember that, please.
Mm-hmm.
2002. It is a sequel that was in the top 25 of the top grossing movies from the box office. 3.5 stars. Spectacular continuation. Darker, more focused, more deeply emotional, and more exciting than the first installment, with a stunning array of technical work and an ideal cast. Won 2 Oscars and 14 names to you.
I'm just going to have to go 13.
13.
Name that movie.
Oh. Okay.
I think you'll get this. We will see.
Don't say that. I'll take it back.
13 names. All right. Andy Serkis, Carl Urban, Brad Duel.
Stop right there. You don't even have to keep going. Lord of the Rings, 2 Towers.
It is 2 Towers.
Shit.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, frick.
You just handed that one to me on a silver platter.
Yeah, Orlando Bloom wasn't far from there.
Oh, shit.
Neither is Christopher Lee.
You...
I had it after Andy Serkis.
See, I was thinking it had to be either 2 Towers or a
Andy
Harry
Serkis?
Potter movie.
He was Gollum.
They were kind of the two places that I was thinking.
Gollum.
Aw, yeah. Bastards.
He wants it.
I can't believe you gave up at like 12.
Well, it was mostly 13. I kept trying to think to myself, what? But
I mean, it's just
shit.
A lot of names to work with at that point.
I'm angry with me.
Talk into the microphone so that the audience at home
can hear
you.
You
can hear her anger.
I'm sure they'll hear me. I'm sure.
But not
no,
very
they
well.
They couldn't hear
you
at all
what?
Just a minute ago.
Because I'm not going to
edit
it individually.
On the second episode, I moved back and forth a lot.
I edited it a lot.
Did you?
Yes.
Well, damn it.
It's just easier on us. And
it's less work for us.
And you're not cheating your audience out of hearing you be awesome.
But yes, so...
I'm sorry.
No, it's actually stuck
Thanks
to that
for the
thing.
Warning. Okay, fine.
Good?
Well, kids at home, she just took her mic off of the stand and is going free-floating now.
She's gone rogue.
Yeah, I'm holding on to it like Dan is.
She's a maverick.
She is.
All right, so now it's Adam 2, Emily 1, Joliet to score, and your turn to pick again.
Really?
Yes, it's always the person who isn't involved in the skirmish gets to cause more havoc.
All right.
Sorry.
Your 3 choices are 0 names. Carrot Top Billing. So somebody in the movie has food in their name. Christina Applegate, Meatloaf,
oh,
Pierce Brosnan, Pie is the first 3 letters of his name.
Oh, God, okay.
So there's 0 names, Carrot Top Billing. And directed by Frank Oz. I'll just give you that.
Well, let's go directed by Frank Oz.
Directed by Frank Oz. Your choices are 1986, 1995, or 1997?
86.
Leonard Maltin gives this Frank Oz movie 2.5 stars. It's very entertaining black comedy. It has super-duper special effects. The fun drains away. And the... lead female is a delight. And why are you raising your hand?
Sorry.
But the
Shut
2,
up,
4,
Dave.
6, 8.
I can hear every time you twist that.
9.
Oh, God.
9 names.
I'm going to start with 9 names.
9 names. Emily, it's to you this time.
4 names.
4 names. Good opening bit.
Name that movie.
Labyrinth.
No.
Fuck.
You could have heard the names,
yes!
And it would have really given it away.
Oh, say it. Go for it.
The voice of Levi Stubbs, Bill Murray, Christopher Guest, and John Candy. I guess actually the next one would have.
This is a cartoon?
But you already guessed.
Yeah. If I say James Belushi.
No.
Steve Martin.
Uh-uh. You said the voices of. So
voice
what?
Of. The voice of. Singular.
Okay.
Vincent Gardina. No. Ellen Green. Rick Moranis?
No.
1986.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids? That can't be right, because I don't think John Candy was in that.
Frank Oz didn't direct that.
That, too. It's also a musical.
What?
It's performed at Minnetonka.
Little Shop of Horrors?
There you go.
All right.
I've never seen it.
It's good.
I've never seen that show, period.
Okay. Awesome.
Wow.
I just
shit,
won.
Did you get the point?
I just won.
Yeah, Adam.
Frick,
Adam,
you just won?
Yeah. Just won the game.
Kapow.
I'm going to wrench this mic some more. just for you.
But what we'll do is we'll play another.
I'll mute you for the rest of the episode. I will take away your mic privileges. I have the power.
I was going to say we will play another game after, but we can wrap stuff up now so that I have to do less editing, which is nice.
Yes. Yes.
So Adam, you've won your second game. This is the second time you've won.
True.
But
feels good.
Conference.
You're racking up more and more of the, not just naming the movies
But actually naming the movies. Getting
the bid,
myself.
Yeah.
Legit getting the
good
bid.
Feeling good.
But as we wrap up, Emily, do you have anything to plug? Any upcoming events? Anything that you need to tell people about?
I don't have anything to plug for myself, but I can plug something for the Dregs. The Dregs, which is a musical band that we have performed with out at the Renaissance Festival,
Emily and myself.
Yes.
Right.
Me and Adam are having two special performance series at Kieran's Irish Pub in Minneapolis.
In Blocky.
A History of Irish Music, I believe, is one. And I think the other one is something Christmas, but I believe it's totally meant for adults. I believe you can, if you look up, I think, either the Dregs on Facebook or you just type in the Dregs and Kieran's Pub, you should be able to find out information. They're selling tickets.
Yeah.
They're a fantastic group. They're a lot of fun. Their music is wonderful, and all of their personalities together are just a delight.
Did you say that it's October 14th, this Friday?
No, I did
Which
not.
That means it's the day that this is released. So here's hoping that you hear this and have enough time to order tickets.
Kieran's Irish Pub, The Dregs, Dregs. They're a fun group. Really, check them out if you can.
Cue the cue continuum.
And,
Joel, do you have anything to plug?
Well, you said this goes live on the 14th?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, so this is also going to fall under short notice, but this Saturday, the 15th of October, is the Minnesota Comic Book Association's FallCon. It's a one-day convention at the state fairgrounds.
Cool.
And I will be there at a table hawking T-shirts and prints and doing sketches for reasonable amounts of money.
Awesome and, sketches.
Hopefully awesome sketches.
And prints.
Is there a
and
fee
t-shirts.
To get in for that, Joel?
There is a fee to get into that, although I believe usually if you bring a canned good, they knock a dollar or two off of it. But it's pretty
and what
good
is
time.
The fee?
You know, off the top of my head, I have no idea.
Is it just pay at the door or can you
Yeah,
go
it's a pay at the door kind
okay.
of thing.
You get swag.
There usually is a swag bag. So if you're a fan of comic books, usually they have the Batmobile out there. So that's always kind of cool.
Which Sweet. One?
The Adam West.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And usually there are like tons of local and area artists and comic book creators, as well as plenty of places to get all sorts of memorabilia and goods and pretty cool time. I will be there all day, so please come by and keep me company. Say hello.
Can you reference a specific section
to come see me at?
Yeah.
I will find out where I'm sitting when I go in to set up.
Oh, okay.
So your guess is as good as mine.
Adam, are you just...
Yeah.
That's just mean.
Well, you know, you did take a call, but it was your mom, so I understand at the same time. Adam, do you have anything that you need to plug?
Not currently. I just started training.
Oh, go find him.
A new job, but I don't think I should actually talk about it on air.
I was just going to say that
because there is
find
a
him.
Social networking internet policy that I should respect.
He works at an institution.
Yes. A big one.
Yes. So
it's exciting.
There's songs about it.
Yes. Yes.
There are songs about it.
Yes. And we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
And I don't have anything that I can think of, though I'm excited because I was one of those schmucks who pre-ordered an iPhone, but mine's being mailed to me, so no waking up early that day. Hooray.
Yay.
I'm excited. It looks nice. But, yeah, that's all I had. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you, Joel and Emily, for coming.
It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you very much for coming.
Everybody, let's see. So we have the mic check thing so far. We'll have that. You should have already listened to if you haven't, because it'll be released before this episode. But we'll have another game for you to listen to on Saturday, so make sure to listen for that. And we will still try to provide lots of other bonus stuff for you. You can find us on bufferingpodcast.com. Our Twitter is at bufferpodcast. Do you guys, you have Twitter. What's your Twitter, Emily?
DYESEM, DYESEM01.
Okay. Joel, do you have Twitter?
I do not. I'm a non-tweeter.
Non-tweeter?
Yeah.
That's well, okay.
I tweet pretty frequently now that Buffer Podcast started. I wasn't using
a jumping
it for,
off point.
I wasn't using it for years.
Right. Adam?
I am Adam Erdman. Same as my name, ADAMERDMANN.
Right.
So there you go.
And I'm Dan L. Whalen. You can find all of us also if you just follow Buffer Podcast and search around. The followers are all there too. And Dave is in the background, Dave Wheeler on Twitter, even though he didn't give as many people the finger this time around.
Yay, mostly just slept.
Yes. There it is.
That's
so
good.
Thank you everybody for listening, and we will see you next week. Everyone else can say bye too if they want.
Bye.
Bye.
Nice listener, not listening.
Oh, you're saying goodbye with waves. I get it. I couldn't see your mouth at first. I just thought you were confused.
Oh, are you doing the waves again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Why don't you end the show with some soothing noises to put people to sleep? Because everyone's, you know, listening to this while they're driving. Man, I'm just feeling really relaxed.